Great day, amazing human. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans, empower humans. So you are in the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Inke Chi. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with each episode. We will be bringing you content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and shorter episodes called Empowering Bites, where I'll be joined by my co-host, Gabby Mamone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Yes, great day, amazing humans. So excited to welcome you back to the next episode of Empowered in My Skin. Today's guest embodies a journey of profound transformation and empowerment, a true beacon of inspiration and transformation. With a distinguished career spanning 17 years in human resources within the government sector and armed with a degree in psychology, she embodies a profound commitment to aiding others. Since 2019, her journey has taken a transformative turn, marked by a profound awakening to holistic well-being. She has shed an impressive, and I mean, I'm in the fitness industry, so this is impressive, 60 pounds. We're going to have to talk about the time frame in terms of how she did that and achieved unprecedented levels of vitality. Her dedication to nutrition, physical health, and mindset serves as a testament to her unwavering resolve. Hailing from Ottawa, Canada, where I was born. Yeah! Don't live, but born. She thrives alongside her loving family, embracing an active lifestyle filled with outdoor adventures and cherished moments by the water. Her personal evolution from self-sabotage to self-mastery underscores her profound insights into the human psyche and the power of mindset. Her expertise, fueled by her own remarkable journey and her certification in Freedom from Self-Sabotage Coaching, equips her to help her guide others towards unleashing their full potential. You know, she's talking my language about unleash full potential. Yes, maximum potential. I trust you're as excited as I am to learn more about our guest. So please join me in the biggest, humongous podcast. Welcome to Beth Blackmore.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. That was amazing. Thank you so much for that introduction. And I'm really honored. I'm really honored that you invited me on this podcast. I'm super excited about connecting with you and sharing in my transformation and hopefully inspiring others.
I love that. You know, and it wasn't that hard, to be quite honest, if I could be fully transparent. So for everyone that, you know, everyone's listening, I work with her husband. And one day we were talking and we must have been talking about mindset. And he just casually mentioned that you had a business and you're into empowerment. And I think I might have joked to him and said, well, you have no reason not to show up. Amazing at work. And then I looked you up and I was like, in an instant, I think I dropped your email that same day to my team. And I didn't even have to research you a lot. There was just something very natural about what I believe you're standing for in this world. And it was really easy to see that coming out of your Instagram. And so, I was really awesome. Actually looking forward to not only, you know, sort of inviting you on this platform, but I think this whole platform is really about finding those people, those pockets of people that are really into empowerment truly through living it themselves. And they are just creating the sustainable, you know, empowerment journey, helping others do the same, you know, so.
That's great. I'm glad that came through. Yeah, that is my mission. Yes. That is my mission.
It's very evident. So I'm going to start you off with our opening question, which is what has been your most empowering thought of the day so far?
My most empowering thought of the day, honestly, it was coming on here. This is a sun. Usually I take Sundays to really relax and be with the family, do some kind of inner work and reflecting, go on my nature walks. And you know what? I thought, wow, I am going to inspire people today on this podcast because I feel like you have given me this platform and I want to use it. And I'm grateful for these opportunities that are presenting themselves in my life. And I thought, this is a big day for me in terms of a Sunday where usually, you know, I'm more reflective, more doing some inner work. And I just thought, this is going to be powerful. This is going to be inspiring for other people, and I'm so grateful to be here.
I love it. And so, and just for just to make sure we're clear, I didn't pick her for Sunday. Like,
you're right. I picked it.
She self-picked Sunday, and it's very interesting because you and I are very alike. Sunday is typically my detox day, but it is a day of service.
Yes,
and that's right. I always believe where there's conviction, there's capacity, and so I've allowed my Sundays to. I open up a couple hours to be in service for, you know, what the podcast essentially does. And it's a really great feeder going into the next week because typically there's going to be something from today that I get to share in my week next week with some other amazing humans. So get ready. Let's get ready.
Awesome.
Okay. So I think everything starts, like, everything is so foundational. And this first question is really just to help us, like, just kind of understand sort of your catalyst. And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, what has been that specific point that catalytic moment that just pushed you towards, you know, this holistic well-being? And like I said in your impressive bio, like losing 60 pounds, right? Like what was that? What happened?
You know what? So I think for years, I struggled with a lot of physical symptoms that I was ignoring. So I wasn't listening to my body. I was just going through the rat race of living, you know, being a full-time, you know, professional in the HR world, in the corporate world, being a mom to, you know, two amazing boys, being a wife, and just going through, you know, this treadmill of life and, you know, this rat race that we're all caught up into. And so for some reason in January, February, well, of 2019, I started really listening to my body and digging in and thinking, okay, I've got some concerning physical symptoms that have been around for a while, but they're ramping up. They're ramping up in intensity. They're ramping up in frequency. And the unfortunate thing is I went away on this amazing trip to Cuba with my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my niece, and I had a knee injury playing in the waves, in the beach, in the ocean, because I came down hard on my knee playing in the waves. And I hobbled around the rest of, you know, the vacation at the resort on this bum knee. And then I started going to physio 3 times a week. I was also having other symptoms, you know, that were really kind of spiraling out of control. I had high blood pressure. I had stiff and sore joints. The sore joints, you know, were really ramping up. Skin and eye irritation, exhausted, you know, anxious. I had a lot of anxiety, I feel. And so all of these things kind of snowballed. So it wasn't just, you know, one thing, but it just seemed like all of these things were really snowballing to get me to really dig in and figure out what is going on with my body. And I think I was thinking the worst. I don't think I'm some kind of hypochondriac, but I was definitely thinking all of these symptoms, you know, besides the knee injury, must have been amounting to something. And I was really concerned about it. I wasn't concerned about how overweight I was. I didn't own a scale. I didn't know how much I weighed. But I think I knew deep down, you know, in the recesses of my subconscious mind that my body, my life was going to have this massive overhaul. And it wasn't until early 2019 did I become ready to own it, you know, to really understand that I had gotten myself into this predicament. And what I realized was when I dug in and researched these symptoms myself, I realized that it was really what I was doing to myself in terms of my diet, in terms of my unhealthy habits, unhealthy eating habits, you know, the standard Western diet, unfortunately, that I think a lot of us have been lured into thinking it's normal. We're conditioned to eat in a certain way, live a certain way. And my eyes were really open to the fact that, you know, I had been quite unhealthy for many years, and I just ignored those symptoms until they really started bubbling up.
Right.
What's really cool, though, is almost overnight. So once I kind of acquired this newfound knowledge and really started to dig in and understand what I had done to myself, I realized that I was going to be able to get myself out of that situation. That I had control of how I got there, and I was going to control myself getting out of it and feeling a whole heck of a lot better. And, you know, to be honest, it really wasn't about losing weight. It was honestly the physical symptoms that were really, you know, making me feel like garbage.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is no way to live. Like, I just, it's something, you know, finally clicked that, you know, we're given this one life And what am I doing with it? What am I doing with it? And it honestly was this sense of empowerment and hope that, you know, I could change and I could make a change for the better, and it was going to stick. So I think the fact that, you know, I really had to take responsibility for it and really own it, because I think any success in life, you know, you really have to lean into the responsibility of how you got there and understand how you got there, so that then you can learn to change that trajectory of your life and be successful, because it's such a conscious decision that you're making.
That's right.
It doesn't just happen.
Wow. I have so many things came up for me, to ask you, just to double click on. So the first thing that, the first thing I'm going to ask is, you spoke about this readiness. You know, and I think for many, let me just, what I'd love people to really understand is that feeling of ready, right? Because sometimes it's not like you're just going to know you're ready or this. Anything. I think there's a feeling. So if you reflect back to that 2019 moment, and how you just expressed, I just knew I was ready. Like, what did it feel like? How did you know that was your ready point?
I think because I was super excited. I had, to be honest, I had to understand the body science of it. I had to understand that the food. So I was really going to change the trajectory of my diet and my food choices.
Okay.
And so for me at that time, that was getting rid of what I like to call the trifecta of ultra processed foods. Mm-hmm. So the sugars, you know, the refined sugars, refined carbs and grains, and the seed oils and the vegetable oils, because that was such a big part of my diet. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that that was what was contributing to me feeling so badly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I understood that, and when I knew what was to come, so I knew what to expect in terms of, you know, okay, well, if I'm ditching, you know, the sugars and the carbs, I'm likely an addict.
You're going to be a withdrawal.
Exactly. Right. And so you learn to accept, okay, it's going to be short-term pain for long-term gain. So to be honest, that moment was honestly excitement. Because I had this newfound knowledge that I knew was going to work for me if I stuck to it, and I was going to stick to it. This was not kind of a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a magic pill. This was me relearning and unlearning and then relearning what I needed to learn to become successful in my health journey.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep you there, because that's kind of, that's where I want to go next, is that, so the feeling was like, you knew that you would feel, you're going to actually feel better. There's going to be some hard work that you're going to have to do. You start to adjust your eating and making different decisions around. I always say, I'm not going to tell people it's better or worse decisions. You're just going to make decisions that serve you, that you feel serve you the best in the best way possible. But there's also this thing called our mind. And there's a mindset that got you to wherever you were in terms of what you want to start to now unpack and unravel in this, any other. So can you share maybe just some of the techniques and strategies that you, because obviously you've also, now you have a business, it's informed from your journey. So what are your strategies and techniques that you started to, that start to come alive for you there? You're like, this stuff works. And if it works for me, it can work for some other human too. Like, what are some of those?
Sure. Yeah. You know what it is? I feel, so the mind loves repetition as well.
Gosh,
Reach,
girl. People don't believe it, but it's so true.
It's so true. So healthy. I mean, when you think of habit, okay, so you take the first step, right? Everyone says, you know, the first step is the hardest step. Okay. But if you keep going with those steps and they become a healthy habit, that becomes the repetition. Okay. So maybe that's more, you know, action and behavior, but in your mind, right? It's the repetitive thoughts, the repetitive beliefs, me believing that I was going to be successful on repeat in my head. That was also inundating myself with this positive, healthy content. So, you know, it was subscribing to the YouTube channels of this health guru that I was trusting. It was reading the books. It was getting the healthy recipes. It was listening to podcasts. It was, you know, printing off the recipes that I loved and having them on my kitchen counter every day that I could refer to.
Mm-hmm.
It was really deliberate action and being really conscious of the decisions I was making. But yes, first and foremost, it came from my mindset and knowing that I was going to be successful because I was implementing what I had learned and then implementing it on repeat and making those habits.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know, you know, based on, my coaching program based on working with clients, based on the knowledge that I've even acquired since my health journey. There are other tools now in my toolbox that
Yes,
have
yes.
also helped to maintain my weight loss and even evolve further. So even some of the diet protocols that I had adopted early on, I'm no longer doing that because I've learned more. So I think it's really important to keep an open mind that it's not always about one particular diet, one particular protocol. Sure, they worked for me. It's funny because Sheldon says, "Well, why wouldn't you promote that particular diet
Yeah, because it's got to
to
work for the
everybody?"
person.
Yeah, and he says it worked for you. And I said, "Yes, that worked for me, but I didn't have to sustain that strict, I wouldn't call it a deprivation or restrictive, but
You were
I'm definitely
disciplined. I'm
more
gonna say, so
disciplined."
I'm an
Yes.
athlete and I compete,
Yes.
and
Yeah.
it's just a disciplined diet. It's a and I
That's
don't even
right.
call it diet. It's a disciplined way of eating.
And disciplined lifestyle.
I like that even better.
Yes.
So one thing I do believe, simply because I've been in the fitness world for like God knows how long now. So as you shed the pounds that you desire, that you I always say the pounds that you didn't your body didn't need.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Other things had to drop off as well. I'm sure of it.
Nice. Yeah.
So can you talk to a little bit about that journey, about the environment around you, and maybe even just like how did you make sure you're well supported? And in reflection now, what are some of the things, could be people, environment changes that you actually had to adjust and pivot along the way.
Sure. So, I mean, my family was super supportive. I mean, I was the one doing the grocery shopping and the meal planning and the meal prepping and the making of the food. So they were on board because I'm a good cook and I made some
So
really
everyone got
good.
healthy around you?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is. It was a
Great
byproduct.
byproduct for everybody
Yes,
else. They're like, thank you,
exactly.
Beth.
That's right.
You go,
That's
girl.
right. So, I mean, and that felt really good. Like at first it felt like, okay, I'm penalizing people around me, right? Because I'm taking things away that they got used to. So it almost felt like a punishment because they were used to eating a certain way. And all of a sudden that's not coming in the house anymore. And I'm, replacing it with whole foods, but great quality meals and good tasting meals and all that, home cooked everything. No longer are we, ordering Uber Eats on the way home from work and seeing who gets there first, us or the Uber Eats processed foods. So they were very, very supportive, and they continue to be because even though they may not be as, disciplined, in certain areas with their eating, I feel like modeling this behavior is so important because I think we can preach till we're blue in the face about a certain way of eating or a certain lifestyle or whatever, whatever we're wanting to share. But until people see us and, see the results. So I think walking the walk, walking the talk is so important in modeling that behavior. And so, yeah, I mean, the people around me were super supportive. I supported myself again, as I said, with inundating myself with, all of this positive content and messaging and relearning. And it really is about reprogramming our beliefs, reprogramming our thoughts in any area of life, right? Whether we're wanting to level up in the food and establishing that, whether it's the exercise, whether it's becoming a new entrepreneur, it's we're constantly evolving, and I think again, it's about being open to relearning and reprogramming our mind because it's so powerful.
So you got to a point in your journey, 'cause now I want to sort of push it out to potential clients out there that you have, and even the ones
Yeah.
that you currently have, right? Because some of our Empowered in My
Yes.
Skin listeners are going to turn into clients. We know
Yes.
that. So first of all, you got to a point in your journey where, and I'm going to just like for the sakes of like pulling this point, it was about Beth, right? Beth wanted to get
Yeah.
healthy. There were some. You might even have to share some of the original stats you talked about when you were with your doctor to what you actually
Sure.
achieved today, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, at one point it was about Beth, and it was about Beth recognizing and listening to her body and realizing that how you were feeling, you knew you could feel better and taking those steps to do it. And then suddenly you got to this place, because I've been in that journey myself, where it became bigger than you, and you suddenly realized that, wow, I have the ability to help other people and to serve from this journey that I'm on. And so what did that look like for you?
That looked like super exciting and something that I had never even thought of. Mm-hmm. You know, I still feel like I pinch myself, the fact that I have lost the 60 pounds, kept it off, feel like I'm on this trajectory of life that's like, wow, you know, like what is going to come next?
Yeah.
What I love it. And mm-hmm. and then the fact that I'm able to help other people. You know, if you had told me, so it'll be 5 years, right? It's 5 years ago, exactly, March of 2019. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you told me 6 years ago that this was all on the table for me, that I would have gone through this health journey, got healthy, lost 60 pounds, and now help others, like there's no way, right? So I love the fact that people are resonating with my story. Mm-hmm. And I love to help people. Mm-hmm. I really do. I want to share and impart my knowledge. I don't want to keep it in. Mm-hmm. I want people to be healthy and experience the same benefit and the same success as I have. Mm-hmm. So it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to share this information, because I in some ways I can't believe how much better I feel.
Yeah.
And doing it all on my own and being in that much control of our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of people, we project our responsibilities to others, or we think, you know, it's in our genes, we're destined for such and such. Mm-hmm. And what I've really learned is that we have so much more control and potential than we ever thought.
Mm-hmm. So how did you transition from it being a personal journey to like, you know what, I'm gonna become an entrepreneur doing this?
Well, a couple of things happened. I mean, I was working in government, and I think for years I think for years I was thinking, is this really, you know, what I want to be doing?
No.
No.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't. You know, I was questioning that. And I honestly loved my colleagues. I love the fact that, you know, we were part of job evaluation classification. And I have such amazing memories of working with that team. Mm-hmm. We were highly regarded, mm-hmm. very valued. We were put on all kinds of challenging, you know, projects at my department. And I learned so much mentorship, so much amazing leadership. However, I thought, I don't think Beth is really cut out for this work. It's not firing me up. Yeah. It's really not firing me up.
It's pleasant.
Exactly.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
But it's not. Yeah.
And so to be honest, I mean, with the COVID mandates, it made that decision quite a bit easier. You know, I was forced on leave because I did not comply with the mandates. And I knew that I really didn't want to be a part of the government if my employer was forcing me to do something that I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. that decision to move out of government became easier for me when I was faced with that decision. And it just so happened that I was placed on leave mid-December of 2021. Mm-hmm. And I have been following Jason Kristoff's work, and all of a sudden, you know, one of his posts came up that talked about becoming a overcome self-sabotage coach. Mm. And I thought, and I've been following him for a while. I didn't know that he had this international coaching school mm-hmm. that you could become certified in as a coach. And I thought immediately, that's exactly what I want to do. It just called to me mm-hmm. because I felt like we all sabotage ourselves to one degree or another. Some people it's food, some people, you know, maybe it's booze, some people it's financial, they have financial blocks, whatever it is, right? And I just thought, I want to learn more about myself through this program and be able to help people with my own experience and then also apply this coaching certification. Mm-hmm. So it just almost was a really very natural evolution of Beth, you know, from being this person that really didn't put myself first, I think, for years. And I think, you know, as women, as mothers, we tend to take a back seat mm-hmm. to our health, our success, our life. And I don't think we really have this vision of what we could become and our potential.
Yeah.
And so when I, you know, was successful with the health journey and then, you know, what happened with government, I just thought, this is my opportunity. Who leaves government? Who leaves golden handcuffs? It's a gift to me. Yeah. It really felt like a gift.
Yeah. Wow, good on you. And I'm hoping, I do hope, because hope is great. Somebody today needed to hear that, right? Because I think everyone teeters on that. Am I really doing my passion work? You know, something about my life just feels like there should be more. And A lot of times it's about just facing that fear and just taking that next step. So you kind of touched on it a bit, but you know, this is one of my final questions to you before we get into Rapid Thrivers, but you, and even with the work that you're doing through your coaching, can you help us debunk some of the myths that you have, you know, sort of identify, or people ask you about, like around, you know, weight loss and getting to holistic wellness and just getting to this great disciplined lifestyle? What are some of those top myths that you can debunk today?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that, well, first of all, you know, the standard Western diet, I think that the way that that is really promoted is doing us a disservice. So, you know, and the fact that, you know, when you become aware of that and become aware of a possible addiction to sugar and carbs, that it becomes so much easier. So I was a person that always had, you know, snacks in my purse. I was very dependent on food. I feel like I was the slave to food because I seemed to be hungry, you know, between meals. I wasn't satiated. I would be lightheaded and dizzy often. And so I knew it was my blood sugars out of whack. So what's interesting is that when I started this health journey, I knew to expect some withdrawal symptoms, but very quickly, I know that I transitioned to this fat adaptation where my body is fueling off of fat from my diet, but mainly fat from myself that I no longer needed. And so I wasn't feeling deprived. I did not feel that I was restricting myself or starving myself, you know, once the sugar withdrawal kind of left. And that is empowering. Like within a couple of days or a week or two, you are feeling satisfied. You're loving food. You're loving whole food. You're not craving the processed food that you were once addicted to. Yeah. That's what I found so motivating and so empowering.
I love that you say that. I think, and you know, if I could tell anyone to stick the stick-to-itiveness of these types of journeys, there comes a point where it's almost like if you're still, you can actually feel your body like eating leveraging the fat that it doesn't need to like fuel the moment. Like, I don't even, it's almost like a, like as if you're hearing like raindrops, just kind of like it feels that way in the body. Like it's just, so I know that feeling. Yeah. You just have to stick to it to get there. Exactly. Any other myths that you want to, that come to mind?
Sure. I think the other thing is that, you know, a lot of people think, well, hydration, first of all, I think that that is super important, right? The other thing is, you know, I was probably lightheaded and dizzy because I was also dehydrated. And the fact that, you know, our tap water, I mean, we really need to filter it, but also have, you know, the electrolytes and sodium added to our diet, like in terms of a good quality sea salt, right? Because those are hydrating. Like, I think you can drink all the water in the world, but you really need to hydrate yourself with those trace minerals.
Yeah, you're right.
With the sea salt and the electrolytes.
You can actually drown yourself if you don't.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So what other myths? I think the fact that, you know, you'll feel this restrictiveness when really you feel actually very much in control and empowered. And I think that's where we want to be. We want to feel this freedom, you know, freedom from the fact that we have followed through with the commitments we make to ourselves, freedom from not being a slave to the food that we've been so dependent on. It's honestly life-changing. Yeah. It is life-altering. And
it's worth
it. And I love to share that. It's totally worth it.
So before I get into Rapid Thrivers, and just to sort of close off this main part of the interview, you know, in reflection, what's something that you can leave the listeners with, you know, as it relates to them getting embracing and staying committed to like a well-being holistic lifestyle?
I think first it's about your mindset, knowing right off the bat that you will be successful. You know, keep that in mind. Envision yourself. Envision your future self and know that you are going to be successful. That's first and foremost. And you will do it. You can do it. And you're taking those steps, right? But envision your future self. I think it's so important.
That's one. Anything else?
That's one. Anything else? Oh, I think, you know, in terms of group pressure. So one thing I did find as a challenge, so it's not all like, you know, roses and rainbows here. Definitely, when you're faced with group pressure, maybe you're out in a social event, a social setting, potluck. I think it's really good to plan ahead, know that you're going to, be tempted, right? I think it's preparing in advance. Maybe that's eating a healthy meal before you go. Maybe that's bringing something to the potluck that you know that you can eat.
Having it in your car, go out there while people are eating inside and you're eating your good.
Exactly. Yeah, those are great tips.
I love that you said that
And
because, oh, go on, go on.
I was just going to say, and the fact that you don't have to, you can stand strong, and maybe it's going to feel a little bit intimidating, right? When you have this group pressure, maybe you're not drinking, maybe you've decided not to drink, maybe you decided not to have the chips and the salsa, the popcorn at the movie. And I think it's okay to just say, you know what? No, I'm, and you don't have to kind of justify why. I think, just being comfortable with saying, I've decided not to.
This comes to mind, and I'm going to go over a little because I think it's important. So I'm getting ready for a competition. I've been doing this for a really, really long time, and there's like yesterday was I think there's like this group. There's like four birthdays, and they're like back to back to back to back to back. And I already knew I made a decision that I wasn't going to eat. We were going to these restaurants. And for me, it's because, and the way that I get through that is like, no, my primary desire is to socialize and to connect and to talk to people, And then not only that, I also recognize that there's an impa there's a way that you could leave people inspired because the truth is they're going to admire your discipline. And that tends to become a tabletop conversation, but I like all of the tricks that you said, like bring your food, have a healthy meal before. I always say step outside, eat your food while they're, show up a little bit later, let the ordering kind of be done so that you're not tempted. But there's so many, it's actually quite empowering when you're sticking to whatever it is, this disciplined lifestyle, because the truth is it's going to empower others to do the same.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, you're setting an
You're
example, you're
setting an
modeling the
example.
behavior, and then they'll be like, oh, okay, that's why she looks fantastic, right?
And I know society-wise, we do a lot around food. So it's interesting because I'm in this group and like they started like third Thursday of every month. We're gonna go out for dinner and stuff like that. And everything's around food, And then just the other day I just posted something about let's go for a makeup class, right? Like I'm going on April, well, this is gonna post after that. But I dropped in this April this makeup class that I'm going to, right? Like a
Fun.
games night at my house, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
and so there's just maybe just you become the person that incorporates, there's other things we could do that don't involve food.
Totally. You're right. Our society really focuses on socializing with food, and drink,
Glorify it, actually.
Yep, definitely.
So you be that person that brings just something a little bit more into the group, right?
That's
So,
right.
rapid thrivers. When you think of somebody who inspires you, who comes first to mind and why?
Mel Robbins. Mel Robbins, because she speaks truth, she's authentic, she inspires every day.
And she's wicked. 5 second
Yeah.
rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I love her.
Oh,
What
I
is the
know.
daily, what is the daily activity that helps you with you thrive?
My hypnotherapy tracks.
Oh.
Hypnotherapy. So I do hypnotherapy in the morning when I wake up before I do my gratitude journaling. And it's about reprogramming the mind at the subconscious level. So you're in this alpha brainwave state, so you're awake, but you're relaxed, and you're not kind of clucking on the stage like a chicken. Like a lot of people think, like hypnosis is, you're just kind of out of body, out of mind. No, this is just you're in alpha brainwave state, which is just the state that you're in when you are awake and kind of drifting maybe off to sleep. But it's this positive audio that's about 20 minutes long. Right now I'm doing one on financial abundance. I have many in a catalog for my clients, whether they're wanting to get healthy, the perfect weight, ditch the sugar addiction, build confidence. And so it's just very, very powerful to reprogram the subconscious mind when you're inundating yourself.
How's it different than guided meditation, as an example?
It's actually very similar. This one you're actually there's a couple of different modes that you're getting into. So she'll guide. I'm not a hypnotherapist, so this is a rapid transformation therapy. And so you're actually guided to get into this more hypnotic state. And there's a couple of procedures that she kind of walks you through at the very beginning.
You have to check it out. I have never tried it. What is a book that has helped you with your thrive?
Letting Go. Letting Go by David Hawkins. Just amazing. It's all about, you know, letting go of the fear, shame, and doubt that, you know, a lot of us have been conditioned with, whether it's from childhood, whether it's our upbringing, whether it's society in general. And it's just letting go of the fear, shame, and doubt that often cripples us to move forward.
I'm going to have to check that one out. An app that helps you with your thrive.
I'm going to say Spotify because I'm constantly listening to inspiring podcasts.
I love that. Hopefully Empowered My Skin becomes on your playlist.
Yes.
And, and what is one misconception that people have of you, Beth, as they see you, like even you losing your weight, you now being an entrepreneur, you know, taking that leap to really just step out of the sort of the, I'm going to call it corporate, even though it was government, but that corporate world and stand on your own and have your family, two boys, a husband, and thrive. What is that? What's a misconception? Because it sounds like it's perfect.
Many people don't know that, you know, there was a past with my family. So I lost a sister to suicide 16 years ago. I think, you know, and that, you know, and you know, her issues with addiction, with depression before that really shaped, you know, who I was, but also, you know, I felt I was a victim to my own addictions with food, with stuffing my feelings down with food, with stuffing the feelings of fear, shame, and guilt down, you know, and I don't talk about that a lot. Actually, this might be the second podcast that I've actually shared that.
I didn't know, I would have asked you a little bit more questions around grief and
And I feel, you know, that that is a whole process, obviously, to, you know, that I have been through. And maybe, right, it wasn't until 2019 that I was able to let go and take care of Beth.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for that. So where do we find more of you online?
Online. So I'm on Instagram at BethBlackmore.co. Mm-hmm. I have a Facebook account, Beth Blackmore, as well. And my website is BethBlackmore.com.
Okay. And we'll share all of the links in the show notes. And this podcast is called Empowered in My Skin. And as a parting question, can you let me know what that means to you?
So for me, empowered in my skin, to me, it's I love the word empowered. I think it's probably the word that I say the most often because I feel like I was someone that, again, was kind of going through this treadmill of life, going through the rat race, going through the motions. I didn't realize that I could feel in control and empowered to become who I am, but also who I'm going to be. So empowerment to me is about evolving. It's about learning and growing and self-development. And it's a work in progress, you know, and it is about owning our destiny. Yeah. So owning the actions we take every single day that is going to result in who, you know, that person is that we are on track to become.
Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thank you again for saying yes and sharing your energy and sharing your wisdom on this platform. And I trust that everyone that's listening, you've gotten some nuggets and you've gotten some inspiration. And Beth, I just want to thank you. Thank you for leaning into the world the way that you do and just being this beacon and light of empowerment, right? And creating, being a lead domino because you are impacting other people. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that so much. And I'm so honored that you asked me to come on
here. Of course,
girl. I love your energy. I love your fire. I love it. I love it all.
This is not it. There might be some more work that we'll get to do together. So
I'd love that.
To everyone that's listening, sadly, this is where I have to say we're out. Bye-bye. There you have it. I trust you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give, when you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you would share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your socials and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you soon.